Well, everybody, we're excited today because we're going to show you how it's impossible to have a mid-trib rapture. Now, some of you don't know what trib is or rapture is, and I understand that. I remember I was at the University of Kentucky when I read my first article on the rapture. It was done by Hal Lindsey and Pastor Bill Adams, and I saw his son Dave here today, and that was very exciting. And we were reading about the rapture. We'd never heard of it. You know, we're both raised Methodists. Methodists don't talk about the rapture because that's too exciting. They don't want to get excited. They just want to, you know, be Methodist. Now, if you're Methodist, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. It's okay. I love you, and I still love Methodists. But they didn't get excited. And I read that, and Pastor Adams read that, and we kind of went nuts. We were going, wow! Man, wow. I mean, I still go, wow. In the twinkling of an eye, there's one group of people who won't die. You know, people, and I appreciate you, you're always saying, how's your health? And it's doing well. It really is. How's your health? Well, I'm doing well. Some of you seem a little disappointed, but I'm doing well. How's your health? I'm doing well. But I'm not worried about it because if I die, that's great. And if I get raptured, that's better, right? I want the upper taker, not the undertaker. I want to go up. Don't you want to go up? I want to go up, man. I can't wait to go up. Well, I'm going to give you a few verses and we're going to talk about the rapture. There's several views, four main views. Pre-trib, which is what we are and the only thing you can be. And then, of course, there's mid-trib. There's pre-wrath. That's a good one, isn't it? Mid-trib, pre-wrath. About the same, a little bit of difference. And post-trib. Now, I'm so anti-post-trib, I will not eat post-toasties. I will only eat Rice Krispies. Y'all don't know what I'm even talking about, because that was John R. Rice. And they believe, the mid-tribbers believe, that we're going to get raptured at the middle of the tribulation, before the great wrath. Now, there is a separation in the tribulation between the great tribulation and the tribulation, but the whole tribulation is not where you want to be. You don't want to be on any part of it. The last half is worse, but the first half is terrible. It's just like if I said, okay, the first half you get ground up with a meat grinder. And the second half you get chopped up piece by piece with a butcher knife. They're both pretty bad, right? Of course, you don't want either one of them. I know you don't. Well, let's look at Daniel chapter 9. You should have it on your verse sheets. Or your Bible. 24 through, I'm just going to do 26. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the visions and the prophecy, and to anoint the Most High. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem until the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks, 69 weeks. Now listen, I could give you a message on the exact day from the Astronomy Royale of Great Britain to the day that Christ made his triumphal entry. I could give you the exact date. We don't have time today to do that. But 69 weeks, there are 60. Now, why am I using my books? Because I'm an egomaniac. No, we were going to use those little chairs. And Mr. Harriman said, Pastor, if we use those chairs, we can only put 30. These are little preschool chairs. And then there'll be 30, and then there'll be the rest in the back third row. And you won't be able to see but the front row. He said, I suggest we use your books. And since I've written it and I'm the senior pastor, of course we're going to use my books. If you don't have that book, you need to buy it. We had a preacher told Pastor Neil the other day, he said, I've read that book twice. So it's the book that talks about that we're to keep going. Finish strong. But anyway, they're representing, each of those books represents 7 years. How is a week 7 years? Well, Jacob fulfilled his week and worked another 7 years. It means the word week, Hebrew, means seven. It could be 7 days, 7 years, whatever. But this is 7 years. So each week represents 7 years. 483 years. And then we add the seventh and we got 490. That's way over there. The 70th week of Daniel. It's over there. Do you get it? I hope you get it. And then let's look. Now I'm going to skip, if you're looking at the verse sheet. And I'm going to skip down and go back to Ephesians 3, 2 through 9. Another long one, but I want you to get something. If you get this today, nobody in the world will ever tell you that mid-trib rapture can happen. The one that started the mid-trib rapture was Marvin Rosenthal. At that time, he was head of Friends of Israel, had a great position. But a man came along, and he was worth millions and millions of dollars. And all of a sudden, Marv Rosenthal became mid-trib. Now, Marv's brother has been at many grace conferences, and he is pre-trib, but this Marvin was mid-trib, and I offered, before he died, to debate him anytime, any place. Now, he's probably a lot smarter than me, but he's wrong, and if you're right, you win, right? And he wouldn't do it. Why wouldn't he do it? Because he's wrong. See, if someone offered me, I think he got millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he started the Holy Land Experience, which is now owned by Trinity Broadcasting. But that's how he had the money, and he was given millions and millions and millions of dollars. So what would happen if someone offered you millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to change your position? I would not. I promise you, what I believe about the Bible is more important than billions of dollars. Now, if you made it $3 billion, maybe we could talk. Not any amount of money would change me. I would not, and Pastor Jim would not, Pastor Paul would not. Well, anyway, let's look. Ephesians 3, 2 through 9. If you have heard the dispensation of grace, are you a dispensationalist? You have to be to believe the Bible. We're dispensational of grace, which is given to you, word. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. The mystery is not like a mystery of a drama. This is something that's never been made known before. No one knew about it. As I wrote afore in few words, whereby you have read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known. They did not know about this. None of the prophets knew about this. The first one to know about this was the Apostle Paul. Unto the sons of man, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Are you ready for this? That the Gentiles should be made fellow heirs of the same body. Aren't you excited? Now, most of us, now we have several Jewish people here that are born again, and we thank God for that. But most of us are Gentiles. Dirty, ugly Gentiles. That's what we are. I'm not dirty. Oh, yes, you are. And so am I. But God said we'll be part of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace, to the effectual working of his power unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, Is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God who created all things by Jesus? We have a pause. We have a stopwatch. Let's just say, I don't know what this thing is. Well, the color is terrible. It's orange, but not pink, but close. What in the world is this thing? Cable strap. Wow. Things are getting ugly. But let's pretend it's a stopwatch. And 69 weeks times 7. It's a lunar year. We won't get into all that. But here we are. And stopwatch. Stops. Why did it stop? Why? Are you ready? It stopped because no one knew this, that there'd be an age, that God doesn't work primarily with the Jews. There'd be an age that's called the church age, that's called the body of Christ. And all of us, not just Baptists, but in every denomination, there's a few people that are saved in spite of their church. All over the world, there's somebody that's saved in spite of their church. And it's called the body of Christ. And whether you're here, or you're in India, or you're in China, or you're in the Philippines, or you're in Thailand, or you're in Central or South America, if you're born again, you're part of the church age. We're together as part of the body of Christ, waiting for the what? Waiting for what? The rapture. The rapture. And we'll all go up together. It won't be a rupture. It'll be a rapture. The whole body goes up. Same time. The church age. See, there's a time clock. Exact time clock. In these 69 weeks, and in this 70th week, there's a time clock. And we're in the middle. You say, when do you think the rapture's? I don't know. I don't know. Most everybody thought the rapture was going to be the year 2000. Remember the Y2K people? I got the nastiest letters from people that went to Florida Bible and called me every name there was. Because I said way before Y2K, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's not in the Bible. If it was in the Bible, then I'd believe it, but it wasn't in the Bible. And I knew it wasn't going to be the year 2000. Here we are in 16. I think it could be any moment, though. Tonight, I'm going to tell you the exact time of the rapture. It'll be before or after tonight. No, I don't know the exact time. No one does. But we think it's close. We really do. Now, let's look at Galatians 3:28 and 29. Look down there. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female, for we're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are of Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. There's no separation. Everybody, it's part of the body. You're neither Jew nor Greek. Now, right here, God primarily works with the Jews. How did you get saved in those days? You'd have to become Jewish or join Jewish. That's how you become a Jew. Now, at the end of the 69th week, who was in power? Rome, right? And the Jews were in the land, right? Yeah. You getting it now? I mean, now we're part of the body. We're at the stopwatch has stopped. We don't know the exact day. Now, if the mid-trib were possible, it's impossible. if it were possible, there'd be a time limit, right? Do you get it? There's no one knows when the rapture's coming. But there's a stopwatch. Now, when the Jews in the 70th week starts, the Jews are going to be back in the land. And Rome will be back in power. You say it's not in power. I understand. What do I think about the England and United Kingdom leaving? I think it's wonderful. Aren't you glad about that? And someone said, were you worried about the stock market? Not in the least. How could it be bad when people vote for freedom? So you're neither Jew nor Greek. See, right now, God's dealing with the church. Now, the pre-tribulation rapture. I want you to see this. I had this book cut. You say, how could you cut a good book? Because I'm senior pastor. And I do what I want. Well, this wasn't a whole lot of money, trust me. We had it cut over in our print shop. So the pre-tribulation people say, the middle, we're going up. No, we're not. Impossible. These weeks weren't cut. These were solid weeks. And the 7-year tribulation will not be cut. Aren't you glad? How many of you are glad? Okay. All right. You see this? No, I wasn't going to act like I tore it in two, but none of you would believe that. Mid-trip cannot be. Why? Because right now, you're neither Jew nor Greek. You get that? There, you're going to be Jewish. There, you were Jewish. And then God had this magical age called the church age. Mid-tribbers, they're all messed up. You know, most people are, a lot of people are becoming mid-trib as they become Calvinistic. Calvinism and mid-trib are going right side by side. They believe that one of my little twins that could be born any moment, the doctor said they'd be very surprised if she gets passed this weekend. But one of the twins, according to Calvinism, Harper and Kinsley, one of them could be predestined to go to hell and burn forever without a choice. The other one goes to heaven forever without a choice. Wouldn't that be the cruelest God that's ever lived? Okay, if the rapture is going to come in the middle, then we're going to need this stuff. Dried food. You better start getting it. Because you're going to need it. That's why Jim Baker is making so much money right now. He's selling this stuff. Now, this looks really good. This is lasagna with meat sauce, chili mac with beef. I had one of our most serious eaters, Josh Julian, to cook one yesterday. I said, well, how did it taste? He said, maybe you could live on it. I doubt it. He said, it tastes like styrofoam with egg flavoring. You want to live on that stuff? You better believe we better be pre-tribulation. Do you get it? Do you want to live on this? Now, it looks pretty, doesn't it? But it's pretty ugly and tasteless. But if you want to buy it, I've got a business. Can you believe that? Anybody would sell that stuff? Well, I do. The stopwatch. Because we're the church age. We're neither Jew nor Greek, bond or free, male nor female. We're all equals. Aren't you glad we're equals? No one's better than anyone else. Donald Trump or Hillary is not better than us. Well, what then? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? The 70th week of Daniel, God starts working with the Jews again. Well, what happens to the church? we get taken up. All of us. There's no wrath going to be on the church. If the mid-trib were true, there'd be wrath on the church. Why can't there be wrath on the church? Because we're part of the body of Christ. He can't put wrath. You said what he did on the cross. Yes, to pay for our sins. That's never again will there ever be wrath. There'll never be wrath on the body of Christ. Cannot be mid-trib. Impossible to be mid-trib. It will not be mid-trib. It's 7 years. Because right now we're neither Jew nor Greek. Do you get it? Jewish? Jewish. The 144,000 Jews. 12,000 from each tribe. God deals with the Jews. God deals with the Jews. Right now, we're here. Aren't you glad we're here? Neither Jew nor Greek. Aren't you happy about that? And then we go up together. Those that have already died will come up where their bodies will be remade. And we that are alive will be caught up together. And one generation will not die. You say, what will they say? Oh, what do they say now? I mean, there's proof beyond proof that evolution cannot be true, but they won't say it. Right? They will not say it. They can't say it. Aren't you glad we're part of the body? It can't be done. It's literally impossible. It's just impossible. It can't be done. They have to believe we're going to go through part of the tribulation. God says that's impossible. Only impossible. He doesn't pour his wrath upon the righteous. It says it. We read it. Look at 1 Corinthians 5:9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:52. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. See, the rapture is no timing. Exact timing. During the 70th week, there's exact timing. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And in Revelation 11:15, the seventh angel sounded. There were great voices in heaven. The kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of the Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. After Revelation Chapter 4, verse 1, the church is not heard from again until the very end of Revelation. And I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard, as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. The last trumpet mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15:52 is not the same trumpet in Revelation 11:15. The last series of trumpets, but it's not chronological. All of Revelation's part of the same series. This goes into this, the vials and the bowls and the trumpets all go in the same thing. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the trumpet calls to gather the elect. Whereas the trumpet in Revelation 11:15 is the foretelling of judgments. The church is not destined to wrath, friends. The seals, the trumpets, the bowls are all part of the same. You can't say, well, the last trump and go to Matthew and say, that's the trump that's the middle of the tribulation, because you can't really separate them because they all lead into the others. It's impossible. That's the only way they can do that, and it's so wrong. We go through the wrath of God. We don't are not appointed unto wrath. 69 weeks, 483 years, 1 week, 7 years, 490 years. But a stopwatch in the middle, and we're on hold. whenever that rapture comes. It could come as I finish. We could be going out of here and the rapture would come. Probably only 3 or 4 people would not go up because they're not born again. If we all went up and you're still here, you say, well, I can still get saved. That's true. I'd rather get saved now. Wouldn't you? How many of you want to get saved after the tribulation starts? You're crazy. The mid-tribbers. And that's how Jim Baker's selling so much. I mean, he is making a killing. But he only does it for us. I only love you. I'm only doing it for you. But buy it right now. You can be crazy not to prepare. Could I tell you a secret? I thought of this the other day. If you're really worried and you don't want to invest a lot of money, go to Sam's, Costco, or BJ's and get 100 pounds of rice. It's about $33. I don't know how long 100 pounds of rice will last. If you want to buy 300-400 pounds of rice, go ahead. But you won't be paying all that money. And at least rice tastes good. Get your little seasonings. And it'll last. But see, people don't like that because you can make lots of money. Jan Crouch. Did you know she died a month or two ago? And Jan Crouch said, if you got enough faith, you'll never get sick. I guess she never got sick. She just died. Now, I know you're not supposed to make fun of the dead, but you make fun of me after I'm gone all you want. I don't care because I'm going to be up in heaven. I don't even care. I know you're not supposed to do that, I guess. Doesn't say that in the Bible, though. That's just a little superstition, right? Aren't you glad we're part of the church, the body? Now, if you're here, now listen, there's been people that have come to our church a long time, and they hear it, and they could even recite it, the gospel, but they're never really saved. Because they just don't ever have a moment that they trust Christ. It's kind of in their mind, but they never trusted Him. Most of you, I'd say 98% of you for sure say, maybe 99% of you, but there's some that just have never done it. Maybe I'm talking to you today. You've just never had to do it. So you didn't. Friend, aren't you happy that there is a rapture coming and you have to be born again? How do you get born again? You put your trust in Him. Isn't that good? Now, let me show you this. Hope I can get it out. But this billfold represents sin. This hand is you and me. God says, I love you, but I hate your sin. To go to heaven, you got to be sinless. Is there anybody in this room that's sinless? Raise your hand if you're sinless. The only one I know I thought was sinless was Willow until she didn't want to get in her cart. She wanted to walk all the way home. Friday or Thursday, whenever it was. She was out at the playground. And wouldn't you think someone at the playground would want to ride in her little car? She's going to walk. And no one's going to tell her different. So we found out she has a sin nature. Everybody has a sin nature. To go to heaven, you got to be perfect. Any of us in this room perfect? None of us. All my life I was told, good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. Just live the best you can. And God grades on a curve. I always liked teachers that graded on a curve. Don't compare me with Christ, compare me on a curve. Because I'm at least as good as some of those other idiots in the class. God says, I love you, but I hate your sin. To go to heaven, you got to be sinless. No one in this room is sinless. Look over my right and your left in Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of your works. Do you get it? How many of you all your life, you've gone to church? Good little boys, good little girls go to heaven. Bad little boys, bad little girls go to hell. No. It's, do you believe that Christ died on the cross and have you been born again? To be born again is when you believe that he never sinned, 2 Corinthians 5:21, but was made sin for us, that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. You get it? I hope so.